Today, big news for soccer fans. The United States tied 1-1 in a nail-biter of a World Cup game against Italy. The U.S. seemed to be down and out after its loss to the Czech Republic earlier this week. But after today's game, the Americans have a chance to advance to the second round. Mike Waitala is the executive editor of Soccer America magazine. He's in Kaiserslautern, Germany, where the U.S.-Italy match has just wrapped up, and he joins us by phone. Mike, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Italy's a power team. What happened here?
Well, the U.S. went from one of its most lackluster performances we've seen in a long time when it lost to the Czech Republic, and today put on one of its most heroic performances. It was only a tie, but that keeps them alive, and they still have a chance. And it was just an absolutely crazy game. For most of the second half, the U.S. played with a man down, so the Italians had an extra man for more than half of the game.
And why was the U.S. a man down?
Well, after the Italians went up 1-0, the U.S. tied it thanks to an Italian own goal. So things were looking pretty good. They looked even better when the Italians were a man down. But a few minutes later, Pablo Mascherini of the U.S. team made a foolish foul, and he got kicked out. So it was even for a while. Not that bad. Early in the second half, Eddie Pope gets his second yellow card, which means he's kicked out, and the U.S. is a man down. So half the game they're playing with a man down, but they played fantastic.
So the U.S. gets its score partly with a little bit of help from an Italian player.
Yeah, it was almost funny. If you weren't Italian, I would think. Christian Zaccardi tried to clear a ball, mishit it, put it straight in his own net. So things were looking pretty good. The stadium was pretty impressive. The U.S. fans, there are quite a lot here, were louder than the Italian fans. Things were looking great. And then the U.S. gets a player kicked out.
So what does the U.S. have to do to stay alive in the World Cup now?
The USA has to beat Ghana. We know that. The USA also has to all of a sudden be fans of the Italian team and hope that Italy beats the Czech Republic. And then the U.S. would go to the second round.
And when is the U.S. game with Ghana?
The USA plays Ghana on Thursday at the exact same time the Czech Republic will play Italy. The reason they play these games at the exact same time is because the scores can affect each other. You don't want any of the teams to know what's going on. For example, if the Czechs tie Italy, the USA will have to rout Ghana, winning by 4 or 5 goals. The USA is hoping that Italy beats the Czech Republic, and then all they need to do is beat Ghana just 1-0.
Mike Waitala of Soccer America magazine, thanks so much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.